beginning ground up and stuff the shvus that you base, you give them base, you give them tesmat, the gemara, kibnei shuach la adam. So that's what Mikai's ketzim is bech, is like how this fig, kibnei shuach, is for a person. So it's tesmat mashla, sounds like shein taibis, that they're good. I mean, it's delicious, dessert. Economics, if we have a pasuk mereishis in beginning per gimel, ki taibis es lamachal, that the fruit was good to eat, meaning the eitz adaf. Fine, bnei shuach, that's this bnei shuach, kibnei shuach, it sounds like when the medrash. It's called Benoy Shuach because the Shuach means bending down. It made man bend down. He lost his posture that he was before the sin. Or Inami Benoy Sheva is the Gersa. Because Shagurma Zan Yimei Abelis, that it caused 7 days of mourning because of the death of mankind. But since it's because Rebbein Tam, it's difficult to Rebbein Tam because the prayer coming to Abed Zara and Abed Zara, the Bidal Manal, Mashma, it sounds like the Lechazal Echilokokat. Actually, they're not so edible. The Tonic of Shvias, we learned regarding the Lochs of Shemitah, Yisivale, and they added on what would be included in the Lochs of Shemitah is Alach Susin, Bitzter Blumen, Much Susin, Ubenoy Shuach. And they call Lahabu Shvias. But before the Rabban Institute, it didn't have the Loch of Shemitah. Mashma, the Greek sounds like it's nefarious, not contained like a regular fruit. So Tirz Rebbein Tam answers the lamish from the Gri. That's not because they're inferior. Shoshanin misaf the shviyas. B'nei shuach shviyas shalhen shniya shalisin gimel chon. What happens is that it produces after 3 years. Ukshapri nechten b'shviyas. What we're saying is if the fruit just starts to mature, it starts to ripen in the seventh year. In enigma, it's not going to be complete. Achon the shniya shalshmit until the second year of the shmita cycle. Abahashti because of so originally we thought that limbas likit will go based on when the harvest is. But then they said, okay, the Chum said that we go based on when it's the ripening starts, which is in the Shemitah year, and that's the Chiddush of it, but not because they're not good. They're actually very good taste. But also Rebbein Tam answers, the girls pray come by the Zara, the girl says, Muchsosin b'nei shuach b'levov out of them. It's not and b'nei shuach, because the pre-achas, it's one type of fruit. But who could, that type of Muchsosin b'nei shuach, that's inferior. It's not the one that's called just regular b'nei shuach. There are two different types. Because it says over the Haziba Ri Legimel Shanim that the gestation period of the lion, the wolf, and the lion is 3 years. And the corollary of that, what takes 3 years to produce, is the Bnei Shuach. And Nachash LaZayin Shanim, a snake takes 7 years for the gestation for the pregnancy. And for that wicked one, we don't find any corollary by fruits. Some say Muchsasin b'nei shuach. So you see that the other option is Muchsasin is something totally different. Now, me, however, b'parei kids m'varchem nigmar brachos of mem and beis mashma sounds b'nei shuach in guru, and it sounds actually that they are inferior. Because it says shalei nechshdu alein ami aretz that the ignoramus are not to separate ma'isus on that. The chashav luga b'kalan shabat mai, we consider as one of those that were lenient regarding the lachas of d'mai. Says taisa b'shem and prihu, but maybe because there's a fruit shagol b'yarim, they grow in the forest, like the sorb apples, the chashabadai, which is mentioned with them, or the fish and matzalhen, minhefker, since they're available because they grow wild, and hefker, and that they're free, lo nechshetu, therefore they're not suspect shalei la'aser, not to type hagadol begin the same that grows in their gardens, and the same in their orchard, but v'lim they should grow, not because they're inferior, simply because they're available. Next test matzal begins the gemara ha'burcha. He said, no, you made this up. Why would you say you're not my kids in my life? So it's a wonder. How could Rav have entertained the Mekitz in my life that you'll use for the dove of the Mizbech with a bird? I mean, but we say in Shkalim, Zbachim, Temura, that Zem Medrash Darsh Yoda HaKoin, Shemay Zachat is Maisa Ash, what do you do with the leftover Zachat Ash? I mean, he learned Vas Oila, should be a donation as an oil. Mishnah says, it's an apostle Hashem like Koin. It says Lashem Lakayim, which one? Is there a double shahu Lashem Lakayim, which one goes to Hashem and to the Kayim? But Aim is it Ayla? Shabbas Ayla Kul Lashem. Because the meat of the Ayla goes totally to Hashem. But Giza Ba'ar Lakayim, and the shearings and the leather and the hide goes to the Kayim. Now the problem is, well, Ayf in Lakayim Chelik, but by bird, the Kayim gets nothing. There's no skin over there for the Kayim to use it. So how could it be possible? Hashem says, you can say, is now the Hassan b'mois and mois. That's talking about the leftover funds. Could go in hifresh mois lachatz v'asham, like when you had designated money for chatz v'asham. It's like it says in the pasuk lachem beis, kes of asham, kes of chatz. That you're right. That's used for behema. But v'hachik is in the taisar guf asham. Maybe when the actual asham was left over, that's possible that you could actually bring an oif. Next test matzah begin to do with the gemara that he says, what do you mean? How could it be an oif? But the ein oif b'tzibah has to be carbon tzibah, and the oif cannot be as a carbon tzibah. And the reason is because it says nefesh. The mashma yachad tafka sounds like specifically an individual could bring oil aside. Mem Temet says we can say, well, I'm a peritary for Bekhalfi, the Gmar said, you menef me malvam beiz, he's oven pere da achas. If someone buys just one bird, he oil is oven, oilo, oslan adava. Okay, so if he brought as oil, it should go as an adava. I thought oil as oif cannot be brought as a nidvas tzibur. Mem Temet says, because the ain't likness oif be mois,
Shnei Taisu, you're right. You should not buy a bird with the leftover funds. But if already the bird is here, then we will use it when the mizbeach is idle, because the ma'yasam emen. What should we do with it? But again, initially we're not bringing oif betzibur. I know Taisu tomorrow chav gimel beis the maschal b'shisha. And Shmuel also holds like this. Holds like what? So Pishbuk and Rashi explains Lahod Omer for this that we said that according to Mekitzim and Mizbeach that you could bring although there's nothing to do according to Bishim, you cannot redeem it, but you use it when the Mizbeach is being idle. The Amash Mukas Shmuel said Sakin Meshchasin, the knife draws it. Pirish, in other words, Sakin Hashaychat Estam, when the knife slaughters. On specifically, mashchasin lekarbon shuvah shematchila, it draws it for the carbon that was originally separated for lekach for that. Could go in oilas tamed, like for example the oil of the daily sacrifice. Oilas kites will be for oil when mizbeach is not being used. Abishen zel isa carbon as mitzvah is not the same exact carbon, but kivin the mikar oil of hashda oil is before zel now is oil. So the knife will designate what it was always supposed to be. Now, Bakasha is difficult because the parakam at the Zvachim Avav and Mabez Muchach, it's obvious the Mils of the Shmuel is actually Krabbanu Rebbe Shimon, not like Rebbe Shimon, it's actually Rebbanu Rebbe Shimon. The Isul that they hold Lebbez Masnalin, that because the court could stipulate, and Vamay de Gesina Besamach, that Tzadik Gemara tells us shortly, Tanam Hachi, another question is, Kasha, but Tanam Hachi, the Mastin Habali Lasu, we should have brought from a Mishnah if that was what was going on. So rather, Benir Kapir Shah Arach. So it seems it's not like Rashi, like the way the Arach explains. The Pirish, he explains like this. Sakam Meshchasan, L'mashahim. What does it mean the knife draws off what it is? Im Tamid and Im Musafan, whether it's a Tamid or a Musaf, Sakam Meshchasan Liyaskin. What makes it that the designation is when the slaughtering has happened. Because the Teredim Meshchan L'sakan, because before the knife draws it, Ein Lema is a Tamid is a Musaf. No one's to say which lamb was going to be a Karman Tamid, which was going to be a Karman Musaf. El Tloin Vaim, but Tanai Lev Bezdin. As the Rabbanan. It's dependent on, you know, what the court has having in mind. That Bisha Amru Shein Tamidim, because even though they said, all be a Tamid, but if they want to slaughter it with some other carbon, they're allowed to. Because it's when the knife actually draws it for the slaughtering of the Tamid. Then it comes to Tamid. If it's a Musab, it'll be a Musab. That he says that when you don't need the carbon atom anymore because the next deal, according to Rabbanan, nifted to me gets redeemed unblemished because it wasn't yet drawn by the knife, and that's what the teaching is coming to explain. Now, v'loigasin and tanam hachi, and therefore the Kirsa is not tanam hachi, elatanya, and because it's not supporting the same thing. The Yeshma Farshim, some actually explained Tanam Hachi. Yeah, you could say Tanam Hachi. Adir Rabbi Shmuel, but Rabbi Yitzchak. Dumb that he says, Moy Rabbi Shimon, Rabbi Shimon gives Besiri Chatos, by the Hikot Shem Mekitz Magufan, that you don't bring the actual animal itself. The Tanik, as we learned, Imlai Kadav. So what's the Tanam Hachi? Because it says, Imlai Kadav, Beriagel. If you didn't bring it on Yom Tim Kalim, in other words, with Pesach, so you could bring Shchaydish, Bechulim, bring Rishchaydish, etc. Vimlai Kadav, Yom Kippurim, you could have Beriagel, Pirish Besukas, Vimlai Kadav, Beriagel, Zeh, Shal Sukas, you could have Beriagel, Acher, which Hainish Minat says, there would be Shminat Zeh, Shreg, but not its own Yom Tim. Oh, the Deek is, Avol Tfei Miragel Acher, but more than another Yom Tov, but Pesach above for the following Pesach. Lemotzel Akubi Legufei, you cannot bring it itself. Davali Trumi Yashan, that can be the old Truma from the previous year. And Veloila Hakitz Begufei, and not to bring it itself, Lefisha Mitchlasa Lehuktish, because initially it was not sanctified Lechapel Mizbech Achitzen, to atone on the Adam Mizbech, Lem in other words, Lechapel Bechatas. Veshlish Noisen, Binadava can't change of a Nadava. Ooh, so it's Almut. We see Yimakitza Magufa and Abed Main. We cannot bring the actual thing itself, only the monetary value. But so it says of a kush, but it would be difficult. The Main Nota Adhacha, why? So if it's coming to support his teaching, not like Rashi, it's going back in the previous Gemara, because so Tais learns that's not the same teaching, but the El Havla, so we should have brought it previously when we brought his teaching. He's Tais Mata begin with the words of Gemara, Shemetchil Leba El Chablam Zbech Chitzin, because initially it was only coming to atone for the Mizbech Achitzin. So it said, Reb Shimon agrees that, yeah, if you didn't bring it now, you can bring it at a different time, because they're all for this same atonement. So it says, Avagav the Mastin Mefarash, although in the Mishnah we explain, Mishnah the Boyan Lechabit Tumas Mizbech Gadashav, in Mishnah it says different. It says, because it's all Tumas Mizbech Gadashav, but now we're saying, because it was for the Mizbech Achitzin, says Tais, it's hard to be none, you need both. It has to be Mikdash Gadashav and Mizbech Achitzin. La Fuki Sura Panimi, that excludes the inner Higot, which, although it's for Mikdash Gadashav, but it's not Mizbech Achitzin. Now, Avgav the Mashal El, although it sounds like previously on the Aleph, That if not for the gezer of Yachak Kapar, because of Nekapar and Mikitsin, they would use the actual animal itself, even leftover of the inner chatois. How you know that is Mishum Dahachi Gemiri, because that was the halacha Meshav Sinai, the Meisachatas, Tzibur is La'ila. That that was the Messiah that they had. Even though A'ila is sacrificed on Mizbech HaChitzin. Let's just want to make the words the Gemara about Zod in Tumas Mekadosh Gedashim. That the Sarah Nasapanim also atones for when we deliberate regarding Tumas Mekadoshim. And which Tais bothered, and he comes to the answer. Ain't the base kapar, it's not two different atonements, which we said it only does one. It's from my carbon acha mechaper. It's only what some other carbon would do that it cannot do what something else does. Kibishal El, like we had previously explained, Tabach says, Davzaim Abez de Maskal Yeshle. Or you know, another part you could say is kapar achas l'shoyiv achas l'meizeh. It's the same thing. It's just one is when you do it by mistake, one is do it deliberately. It's not considered a different base kaparas. So when you do an asay, they don't leave him there until they pardon if he does tshuva. In contrast to a loisa say. Now, today's bad, they said, I've got the number in the paragraph, the new we learn you that pay him a base, I'll save a loisa say for a positive and negative prohibition, tshuva mechaperes, atonement, a tshuva atones. And Baba number says, Chagigid, I've him enough, Kalaisa dov mescharet, whoever does something he regrets, Mochlam yad, they pardon him right away. I feel the sharfis, even for other sins. So Tais says, yeah, but in the Mechil Gemur, it's not full-fledged of pardoning. El Shemekin Lehadin, it's just they're going to right away make the judgment lighter. Mitzvah says, hey, but for Pasuk, that's Mechil Gemur, they totally pardon, as our Divin Meschel Tais is saying.